Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
This episode of Comedy Bang Bang is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates national average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Dearest wife, please prepare my burial bucket hat, for I fear I have contracted a fatal case of the dreamer's disease. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Oh, thank you to Pat Chathams for that wonderful catchphrase submission, and welcome to Comedy Bang Bang for another week. This is an exciting week. My name is Scott Aukerman. I'm the host of Comedy Bang Bang. An exciting week to be here. Coming up a little later, we have someone who's in the... What kind of industry would I say? I guess I would say he's in the sanitation industry. We also have an ambassador. We have an interesting person coming up a little later, so that's exciting. And coming up first on the show, though, is someone who is sort of all of those. He is an interesting person, an ambassador of acting to the world, I would think.
To the Vatican.
And he's also worked on some stinky projects, so he's been in the sanitation business. We won't name them, but I think primarily he is known for his work on the Comedy Bang Bang TV show as Slow Joey. He is our old friend. He's been acting. God, I gotta say, you've been acting for 25 years at this point. Is that around
30 next year?
30 next year. Yeah. We'll talk about his very first role. I want to hear about that. He, you know him. He's star of stage and screen. Screens both big, both small. I mean, anything can be a small screen these days. You know, you can watch a movie on your gosh darn phone these days. Please welcome Haley Joel Osment.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Wonderful to have you. What was your first role? Your first gig? What'd you book?
I was in a Bigfoot Pizza Hut commercial, which was a promotional pizza for Pizza Hut.
Wait. A Bigfoot pizza commercial.
For Pizza Hut. Bigfoot pizza was the type of pizza, because I think the X-Files had just come out and they were doing a lot of that.
I thought you were saying it was a Bigfoot pizza commercial, but that was the chain, but it was for Pizza Hut, which seems like a weird cross-promotion.
Oh, yeah, smaller kind of Northwestern pizza place that was later absorbed by the Pizza Hut company, yeah.
So it was, what was a Bigfoot pizza then?
It was a very dry, very thin, rectangular pizza that didn't last long on the market, I don't think.
Like a Sicilian kind of thing, or?
Thin crust pizza, okay. But in a
rectangular
box.
See, this is the thing. Pizzas, primarily, I'd say 75 to 90% of them, they're round.
This bucked the trend. Yeah.
They're as round as a clock.
This was trying to go for the Chicago deep dish, but without it being a deep dish.
Right. Chicago thin dish.
Yeah, Chicago thin dish.
People
yeah.
from Chicago, they love talking about it, don't they?
They really do. Yeah. They like to try and create some sort of rivalry with us. Although,
yeah,
really
we don't care.
No, we don't care.
Where did you grow up again?
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. Yeah. Yeah. And we talked last time you were on the show about your father taking you around to auditions. Is that right?
It was either my father or my mother. It was one of them.
Was it 50-50?
It was about 50-50 in those days. Yeah. Mm, yeah.
Just like my favorite ice cream.
Oh, yeah. Half baked.
Yes, exactly. and so that was your first thing. And it was your first time on a set.
It was.
Did you wonder what the cameras were? Were you that stupid?
I was. I was pretty stupid at age four, but I still think that roles done at age four count just as much as some of my latter day work on
sure.
Comedy Bang Bang.
You're just as proud.
I'm just as proud. Yeah, they all stand up next to each other and they are all of the same height.
What did you do to get the role? Do you remember the audition? Do you remember anything about it?
I do, because it was one line, and it was the one line that was in the commercial. It was staring right into the camera. There was some other kid that maybe had a chance to say the line, but he was wearing a hat and looking at the ground, so he didn't get to be on television.
Dummy. So it could have been any of
it
you.
It could have been either of us.
Whoa.
Yeah, I think that both of us had a chance to jump in with the line, and my timing was better, and I said big would be an understatement.
Big would be an understatement. Yeah. You could say that at four.
I said big would be an understatement, which was, yeah, which really made the pizza pop, I think.
So now this other dude,
yeah.
If he had said it, he would have been in The Sixth Sense.
I've been looking for him for 30 years, Scott.
Really? Yeah. Have you? Have you sincerely been? Did you get? Do you have the call sheet from back then? Were you number one?
No, maybe not. Because it was kind of, you know, it was an ensemble. There was people talking about how large this pizza was, and there was a quick shot.
So the pizza was supposed to be big.
It was supposed to be unusually big. Yeah.
I would think you would say rectangular is an understatement, because that seemed to be the primary thing of how you described it to me originally.
Rectangular would be accurate.
Would be accurate. Meanwhile, big would be an understatement.
Big would be an understatement, though. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you ask to punch up your line?
I did. I asked to see the director. And I said, look,
suddenly you're not an under five anymore.
We can really, really put a lot more into this second and a half. Yeah.
So in the audition, do you remember saying it and feeling like you did a good job? And
yeah, I guess I do remember, because those are the days when it was like truly cattle call auditions for commercials. Maybe this is my memory exaggerating, but it seemed like there was 1,000 kids in some warehouse in Burbank and each one going in. No, I think we went in like as a group, like six at a time, and went down the line.
They went down the line. Yeah, really?
So
okay. That's good.
Yeah.
That they didn't just go like, no, you're not right. No,
yeah,
you're not
no.
right. And then you can say the line.
Yeah, exactly.
I remember I auditioned kids, 4-year-old kids, for a fake pizza commercial on Mr. Show.
Was it based on this commercial?
Yes, it was. As a matter
same
of
era, probably.
No, it was the Frankie P. Cheeswinkle's Pleasure Factory commercial. Yeah. And they had one line, which was, it's pumpkin inny, because it was pumpkin pizza. And there, you know, and it was just, you know, who could say it with this thing? I was like, they all had to smile after they said it.
Yeah.
And this one kid comes in and he goes, it's pumpkin inny. And I was like, oh, you got to say it a little more excited than that. He's like, it's pumpkin inny. I was like, and then you got to smile. He's like, I don't want to smile. I was like, Are your parents making you do this? He's like, yes, I hate it. I'm like, well, you should tell them that you don't want to do this anymore. He's like, they just make me though.
Oh no.
I like to think that's how you were. And then, you know, springboard to success.
That's what fuels me, Scott. The need to not be on set at all times. Yeah.
Well, speaking of being on set, you're on this show, Kaminsky Method. Have we talked about that?
Maybe you talked about it with someone else in the past.
Oh, but, Sarah Baker.
Yeah.
That's
oh,
right.
Oh, yeah, that's who it was. Yeah.
That's right. You want to talk about it?
I got to call her up about getting in ahead of me. But
you just
sure.
You got a raft full of Emmy noms.
Oh, yeah. At least six.
Isn't
maybe more,
great?
But
like,
definitely
okay,
not less.
This is, I mean, this is probably what, the fifth day of Emmy? Would you say like the first day of Emmy is when all the posters go up for, you know, all around town for your consideration? That's
right.
Day one. Day two is when nomination voting opens.
Right.
Day three is when nomination voting ends.
Okay.
Maybe this is day four.
Is this day four?
The noms
are there 12
are
days of Emmy?
Of course, the 12 days of Emmy.
It's all 12 drummers drumming, and then we all get to go.
Exactly,
yeah.
All culminating in the Emmy spectacular itself.
Scott, I've been to your house. You have two Emmys prominently displayed.
Prominently,
get to go this year?
Yeah. Prominently in the basement.
You make everyone kiss that. Well, not in your old house, Scott.
Well, look, they look like women. Of course you want to kiss them.
That's okay. Maybe it's just spontaneous when you come into the lobby, but yeah.
This is one of those things. The photographers are always it's like, kiss the award. It's so emasculating. Why would anyone kiss the award?
There was, when I was at Cannes, when I was like 12 years old.
Ooh la la. Go ahead.
Ooh la la. Yeah, well, yeah, this is a story that's weirdly like that. I just happened to be standing next to a girl my age. We were just having
there's not a lot of them in Cannes.
Yeah, came up and was like, oh, okay, like, can you hold her hand? We're like, oh, no, we don't know each other. He goes, oh, well, can you kiss her on the lips?
Oh, hey, what an escalation. And that was Margot Robbie.
And that launched both of our careers.
Amazing.
Again. Yeah.
So you were in the Sixth Sense, and I'm presuming that was right after the pizza commercial.
Forrest Gump was right after the pizza commercial.
Oh, that's
as
right.
As a direct result. It literally, yeah, that one.
As a direct result. How
yeah,
does that
the,
work?
The casting director told us she saw the commercial, and that's where she pulled my headshots.
Is that how Tom Hanks got it, too?
It was. He was in the other part of the commercial, yeah.
So you were like Forrest Kidd or something in that? Is that
Forrest
right?
Jr.
Did he fuck?
I'm sure later he did. Maybe not during the Forrest fuck.
Forrest.
Yeah.
Wait, who are you thinking?
My character.
I'm sure he has at some point.
Maybe later on.
I don't remember Forrest getting down in that movie though.
Oh yeah, he did. He
with
did.
Who? Yeah, Sally
with
Field?
Jenny. With Jenny.
With Jenny? The titular
the
Jenny?
Yeah, with the titular Jenny. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you gotta watch it again, Scott.
Okay, sure. But okay, so then you get Forrest Gump, and out of that, M. Knight, or as they call him, Knight.
That's right.
He casts you in Sixth Sense. And then he recently followed up that Unbreakable with the sequel. What about the Sixth Sense, where it's like the Fifth Sense? And now you smell dead people.
Yeah, that, I mean, everyone does, though. I mean, it has to be.
Well, that's the thing. I mean,
everyone can smell. The
well, dead. Still, I mean, you're like precocious about it, and people love it. Can you not talk about this? Is this happening?
It might be in the pipeline, Scott. This is 2021. It's all on the table.
Oh, the 12 days of Oscars will be coming.
12 days of Oscars. We're coming back. Yeah.
You obviously people know your work, but as Comedy Bang Bang Slow Joey, was that the pinnacle of your career, or is it all downhill from here?
I hope there are multiple pinnacles. I hope it's more like a circus tent with, you know, you're sliding down the canvas, you're sliding up the canvas.
Do people slide up and down canvases?
I have.
Really?
When Cirque came to Dodger Stadium, I was up.
They let you go up to the top of the tent?
I was swinging around on the trapeze. Yeah.
To be a famous kid here in L.A.
So much fun. But yes, Comedy Bang Bang was definitely a highlight for me. Getting to be on the final episode was very special.
That day was a very special episode. Was happy to have you there. We shot for an actual spinoff. With your character slowing
we
it down.
We did, yeah.
And no takers.
No takers? We should send it around again. You know?
We should. It was a good show.
You know, Deadpool had to go around a couple times before Hollywood accepted it. I think the Slow Joey
wait a minute.
Houseboat thing.
You as Deadpool.
He hasn't taken it off very much in the movies. I think it could pass.
You could be Deadpool.
Yeah, they have a new Batman, a new Spider-Man. Why not a new
That's the thing.
Deadpool?
Like Ryan Reynolds.
Joey?
Yeah, of course, he's like got a lock on this role or something. Come on, there can be multiple Batmen.
There will come a day where he releases his lock on the role. And I can step in.
Do you think that, okay, so Joker is the only comic book character that's ever had an actor win an Oscar for being him. And this is twice now.
That's
okay.
Right.
So you got Heath Ledger and you have, what's his name? Good old Leaf.
Joaquin. Yeah.
Yeah. Joaquin. What about Deadpool?
Well, Ryan has to win first to set it up, so I can be the second and break.
Will
the
it ever happen?
Yeah,
someone playing Deadpool wins an Oscar for playing Deadpool.
Murphy's Law. It will happen. Everything that can happen will.
I can see it with Batman, maybe down the line, but Deadpool.
Deadpool,
the merc with a mouth.
It finally gets dead. A real tearjerker.
Dead serious.
Deadpool strips away all the irony, and it's just a real tugging on the heartstrings.
Well, Haley, what do you got in that? Old pipeline that you mentioned earlier. What's coming up? You got the commit. What's happening with the Comiskey Method? Is it coming out? Is it out? Is it over?
I've been engaging on a years long project, Scott, where to get either murdered on every series that I'm on, or to end the series the season that I come on. It worked on Comedy Bang Bang. Mm-hmm. It happened on the other show I have coming out this year, Goliath, the final season.
Goliath.
Is this
the sequel to the Hawkeye show?
It's
for people who don't. No, the character of Hawkeye started out as Goliath, where he would grow really big.
I did not know that.
Okay.
It's
good Carson.
Yeah. I did not know that.
Not as good.
Ah, damn it. We got that coming out. Billy Bob Thornton, Bruce Dern, Jenna Malone, J.K. Simmons playing my father this
Thank God.
This
I season. Thought you were going to say J.K. Rowling.
J.K. Rowling.
That notorious turf.
She was not invited. No. That's coming out. That was the other show we did under pandemic style shooting.
Was that the one you went to Africa for, or is that something different?
No, that never got picked up,
I'm
unfortunately.
So
that was a show called Oasis, which I think you can still watch. watch on Amazon.
Yeah, I remember you sitting at my dining room table telling me all about that one night.
Certain that it would be picked up.
Yes. You went to Africa to do it.
It was right after the 2016 election. I think the theme of that conversation was like, I'm out of here. I'm not going to have to deal with this. See you in 6 years.
That's right. This is going to be too good in the country.
Too good. Yeah.
Everything's going to be so awesome. I got to get out of here to really fuel my art.
Yeah.
So you have a Goliath comes out where and when?
That will be, I think, I don't know if they've released a date yet, but on Amazon Prime later in the summer
Amazon
or early
Prime.
Fall, as
Wonderful.
Far as I understand it. Yeah.
I bought a bookshelf there. And now you have a show coming out.
Oh, nice. Very good. Awesome. I just bought some new Rainbow
Sandals. We have a lot
sandals.
In common.
Yeah, we do, Scott. We do.
Well, Haley Joel Osment is here, a friend of the show, obviously. Oh, by the way, we saw each other at a Dodger game the other day.
We did,
and we decided we're going to sing the national anthem together.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't know how this happens, but you suggested that I should do it.
Yeah.
And then somehow you also said then you should get involved and do it as a duet.
I found a bootleg Thanos plastic saxophone that I think would be really on brand.
I think that would be amazing to just bust that out. We don't tell anyone. We rehearse it, on the field before the game, and they're like, oh, pretty good. I mean, for two, loser actors.
They sang it. Yeah.
Yeah, they sang it. It was fine. But then the actual one, you bust out the purple and gold Thanos sax.
Just playing it. It's great seeing whenever it's a person playing an instrument and you're standing close because the delay is like 5 seconds. So they just look like they're going nuts playing all the wrong notes while a different performance.
Did you watch the home run derby?
The home run derby.
I was in the stands. I caught 59% of the balls.
Wow. How big was your glove?
It was the whole left field.
Oh my God. You stole the one from the Giants Park and took it to Colorado? Wow. Congrats.
At Dodger Stadium, there's like a big sort of like not copper, but what do you make statues out of? Just it was a big golden glove, basically. And I was trying to convince my nephew that they try to hit home runs into the glove.
That's what they're aiming for every time. Yeah.
And he's like, I doubt it. Okay. You go to a lot of baseball games.
I do. Yeah.
Yeah. If a baseball game is being held somewhere, you're probably there. Is that
probably,
right?
Yeah. And in recent years, I used to live kind of close to Dodger Stadium. So there was a
what was your address?
352 Dodger Stadium Lane. It was literally right there. Yeah.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, they have houses.
And then you also told me about like an apartment that you could watch games from, right?
That's in Toronto.
Toronto.
Some of my high school friends and I, we do like occasional field trips, and I missed this one, but they all went and got hotel rooms in the outfield in the Toronto Stadium. And, the players playing catch in the outfield can like throw balls up to the window. You're
they
right
can.
There.
Do
yeah.
they?
They do. They do. Oh, okay. And they did that time.
They can.
They can.
They do.
They do.
And they did.
And they will.
Oh, amazing. Well, Haley Joel Osment is here. We've covered it all from Comiskey Method to baseball games to Bigfoot Pizza.
To Bigfoot Pizza. I hope they bring it back.
Yeah. You ever make one at home? You ever like, I'm really missing this.
That would have been a nice, like, sad thing to do during the pandemic, like alone at home going,
I made pizzas in the early part of the pandemic.
Yeah.
I made pizzas, cakes, specialty cocktails, and then we started getting really, really fat. I was like, I gotta cut this out. This pandemic stuff is fun, but
God, I could just cook all day every day years and years. Yeah.
Some people do it until the day they pass on and, off this mortal coil into whatever exists out there. And by the way, I want to get you on record about what do you think exists after death?
Oh, let's get right into that.
You think we just shut off like a light switch, just like, boom, we're done?
Scott, that's why I want to be cremated. I want to know absolutely that it is over.
Here's my thing. Don't cremate me, because what if we have no way of recording it as humans, but what if you're still sentient and then suddenly, like, it's bad enough you die and you can't move anymore. Then they throw you in a fire.
Right. But I mean, the other option is staring into the inside of a coffin.
No, leave me out. Leave me out somewhere.
Oh, OK. Yeah, I think they have that farm where they do forensic research in Tennessee, where you can be slung out into a field and studied.
Oh, that would be cool.
It's actually very useful data. So it's helpful.
Stuffing you like, an animal?
That's got to be legal somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that.
Why
be
wouldn't
nice.
It be legal?
Bring like it to Thanksgiving.
If you can take a dead body and put it in the ground somewhere, it's got to be legal to like stuff a dead body.
I seriously thought that that's what your plan was, to be stuffed and to be sat right here to the right of the next host forever in the Earwolf Studios.
Either Jason Mantzoukas or whomever. I just want to always be. He's going to marry Kulop as well, so I want to be in the room.
That's nice.
In the room where it happened. You like Lin-Manuel Miranda?
Oh yeah,
wonderful. Haley Joel Osment is here. We have to get to our next guest. He is the aforementioned person who is in the sanitation industry, and he's been on the show before. He was a wonderful guest, a wonderful addition to our roster here.
Yeah.
Please welcome back to the show, Mike Ruby, the No Stank Plumber.
Scott, how are you?
I'm doing really good. It's great to. This is Haley, by the way.
Haley, how are you?
I'm great, man. How you doing?
Do you prefer to be called Haley Joel, as like when people are saying your first name?
Not to bring it back to me too much, but there's been a weird rise in Haley Joels that I did not initiate. I've always just been Haley.
Really?
But you Haley didn't initiate Joel has it, been but spreading like wildfire.
I'm going to call you Haley Joel O.
I like that.
What about HJ?
HJ is acceptable. I'll take that.
But that stands for hand job.
Hand job, yeah.
Only sometimes.
Yeah. That's true.
Sometimes it stands for
if
me.
If we call you HJ all the time, maybe the hand job thing goes away.
That's true. I could take it back.
How many times do you, like, realistically, how many people without irony say HJ?
HJ.
Like, I have an HJ?
Here's what it is. You have to become so famous that then, like, they start naming kids after you, like how there were all these kids named Daenerys, you know? And then it's going to be like HJ Jr., HJ Rodrigo, HJJ, HJ Johnson. And then all of a sudden, people are like, what do they call that thing where someone else takes their hand and jerk off your penis and then you come?
Is it the Howard Johnson vaccine? No, it's the Johnson
vaccine. The Howard Johnson.
I did get the Howard Johnson vaccine.
It's orange sherbet.
It comes with like egg cream and a couple pancakes.
Mm.
So it's actually pretty good, Scott.
All right. Mike Ruby's here.
Hi, I'm here. And Scott, you may have heard from I did have a nice little detour here with HJ, and that was fun. But you did hear from my initial hello that.
Oh, that you were feeling that.
I was clearly forlorn.
I'm sorry to get you off track with that, but yes.
I came in not hot, Scott, but I would say I came in cold.
I have plenty of guests who come in hot. I don't need another one to come in hot.
No, I'm coming in cold, Scott, because I'll tell you, you mentioned I'm a returning guest here, Scott. And
the last time you were on, you came in relatively warm.
I did come in pretty hot. I came in, I would say, better, like higher than the temperature you've set your air conditioning to. So
sure,
like 80, 85.
I'm a 88 guy.
What do you say?
I set it at the Back to the Future speed, always say.
Because you're always like, just in case, you know. And HJ, what do you set your air conditioning to?
66 degrees at night, 74 degrees during the day.
That's insane. 66 at night. I wish I could get away with that. I'm 71 at night and my wife hates it.
Maybe you could play.
Too cold for her.
Maybe you
could
play.
Wait, what'd you think? Too hot?
Maybe. They say I just read a whole book about this. Optimal sleeping temperatures between 68 and 65.
That's how
degrees.
I feel. We're supposed to be like little animals who crawl up in our caves.
Your core temperature is supposed to drop. Yeah.
Okay, you're sounding like you want to win an Oscar for playing Mr. Freeze. Because that sounds like it'd be a good movie. But let me just say, Scott, again, I am forlorn.
You are forlorn. Well, let's recap, though. The last time you were on the show, you're the No Stank Plumber.
I am known as the No. My name is Mike Ruby, the No Stank Plumber.
A lot of plumbers, when you go in, it's a big stanky affair.
And the plumbers themselves have body odor.
Yeah, it's a two-pronged problem.
It's a two-pronged problem. If you're calling a plumber, you don't want to add more stank. But here's the thing, Scott.
But wait, were you No Stank meaning you come in with no stank and then you remove the stank that exists? Or are you just not additive?
Scott, I don't know if you re-listen to your episodes, but...
did I ask this already?
Because there was
why would I re-listen to these episodes?
Because most of what we talked about last time was my 11-step process in which reduce my own smell situation before I enter someone's
house.
Most
of these steps are before you even get to the house,
And Scott, let me just say, the reason I am forlorn is because I re-listened to the episodes.
Oh, no.
And I heard the way I was speaking about myself, Scott. And I realized that the no stank way, Scott, that's not right.
What? This is your whole thing?
It is, Scott. But let me just say, to put the type of pressure on yourself to not smell at all, it leads to a lot of weird stuff, Scott. If you remember, I was pulling up to people's houses and getting completely naked and spraying my body with Axe body spray. I mean, that's just, when you hear it, when you're saying it, you're like, this
when
is
normal.
When you're
saying it out, yeah, but when you hear it back,
Scott, you're like, something is deep down wrong with this guy. He's got to really do some self-reflection.
I got to say, because a lot of guests come on this show, and it's interesting to talk to these people. And this is the show where we talk to interesting people.
Of course,
famously. AKA Humanities Podcast. Mm-hmm. and I listen to people's stories, and I'm like, huh, interesting person, you know? And there may be something unusual about them, maybe to the listener, but to me, it's interesting.
You know, this guy might have a business where that business model seems a little weird, but
maybe a small business even, but not this year.
But not this year.
No, this year we do have small businesses. Yeah, sorry.
No entrepreneurs. Right. Small business owners and tall business owners.
That's right. But with you, I remember thinking like, this guy's a little bit too odd.
Something's off. Something's off with this guy. You've had hundreds of guests over the years.
And you were the first one where I was like, I don't know.
And you know what it was, Scott? What I was hearing was a lot of self-hate, Scott.
From you.
From me.
Okay, not from me.
From you, Scott. I didn't listen for your own self-hate.
Turning down the volume anytime I talk?
Anytime you started talking, I was like, skip through this part.
15 seconds.
I know you average speaking about 15 seconds per clip. So anytime I hear your voice,
I try to keep it to 15 seconds. Every single time I talk.
I hit the 15-second thing, and I was just hearing myself, and I was like, you know what? I have my 11-step process, Scott. I need to evaluate the way I do business as a no-stank plumber. So right now, my name is just Mike Ruby, the regular stank plumber, Scott.
The regular, this is a weird marketing.
Does it not roll off the tongue? It's like the no-stank plumber?
No, I mean, look, if I'm going to start criticizing names for not rolling off the tongue, I mean, I would never have a guest
here.
That'd
be here, crazy. You know what I mean? You would never. I mean, you got, HJ over here.
But as far as like what the-
That's
what
number
the,
three. We've said it three times.
Sure. It's a thing now. It's canon. But what do you think, HJ, when you hear Mike Ruby, the regular stank plumber, where does your mind go?
Are there any dashes in the title?
He's concerned about dashes.
Interesting. So yeah, that's a pretty knucklehead question.
This guy watches the Olympics for the dashes.
Okay, so somebody's taking this slow Joey roll to heart because that is some knucklehead shit right there. But
here's what my mind goes.
Yeah.
Hold on.
There are a few dashes at the end. Yeah.
Okay, good. At the end.
Yeah.
Is there an ellipsis? It's like a continuing.
It's the regular snake blubber --.
To be continued.
Okay,
it's kind of weird.
But here's where my mind goes. Oh, this guy's not going to get rid of the stank in my apartment my condo or my rental, my Airbnb.
Well, Scott, that's why, of course, I've come here because I'm here to advertise my plumbing business. And maybe you
did it work last time, by the way?
It worked, Scott. But again, I did shut things down pretty quickly when I realized that I was tearing myself apart from the inside.
Oh.
So, Scott, I am here to read another ad. And if you don't mind, if I could do my ad read, is that okay?
I guess so. Do you need anything from us or?
No. Just open your minds, of course. You know, I will be playing
multiple. Always do that. I mean, HJ, I don't know if you do that on a regular basis.
I open my mind in the parking lot before I come in.
Okay.
You know what? Let's all take a second. Let's take a deep breath in and open your minds.
Can I breathe out?
Yes.
Breathe in and out regularly?
Breathe out. And then you can sort of take back your breathing altogether.
Okay.
I was having a dinner party the other day, and I went into the bathroom, and I realized it was covered in shit.
Okay, again, not to interrupt you again, but again, why when you do these commercials, are you doing a character on top of what you're already doing?
Because, Scott, you know what, I don't know if you've worked in the radio medium before, this guy, maybe he's the slow Joey, but, you know, you could do different voices and save some money, but...
That's right, you're playing someone else.
I'm playing someone
You don't
else.
Want anyone to know that you're...
No. So I'm not, so here we go.
Okay, are we going to take it from the beginning? Because I don't know that I was paying attention because that voice was so extreme.
It was extreme. You know, let's take it.
It's like you're a Nuno Bettencourt or something.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look up who that is. Let's take a deep breath in and return your own breathing to your own apparatus. All right, here we go. I was having a dinner party the other day, and I went into the bathroom, and I realized it was covered in shit. And when I called those other plumbers, they gave me the runaround, talking about fees and estimates. But then I called Mike Ruby. Hi, I'm Mike Ruby, and here's the truth. Sometimes I smell. Sometimes I go around and I've maybe showered in the morning, but I'm doing a lot of stuff, so maybe I'm a little ripe. Or maybe I took a shit and I was in a Starbucks and they didn't have great toilet paper, so you're really getting some smells. but I'm still a good plumber. Okay? I do my job correctly. And when I leave, after I disassociate and wake up and hope your bathroom is clean.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Not to interrupt you again, but I forgot that part of your thing. You don't like
I can't clean a bathroom. If I go in there,
you disassociate and you pass out and you wake up.
That's step 8, of course, disassociate. I go in there, I hit my head on the toilet, I wake up, hope the bathroom's clean. Now, popping back into the commercial. When I disassociate, I wake up, your bathroom, 9 times out of 10, it's clean. If not, I'm burning it to the ground. But I am allowed to have smells. I'm good enough. I'm smart enough. And God damn it, people like smelling you. Hashtag ad, hashtag promo code CBB. was really emotional. And I kind of feel like people are going to hear that story and sort of be like, I relate to that guy's struggles.
Can you say goddamn on the radio?
Did I say goddamn? You know what? I won't do it.
You know, that's not my main concern. By the way, that's the other part I forgot. 10% of the time, you're burning their house to the ground. Yeah.
When I wake up, if the bathroom is still kind of messy, I don't know how to deal with that, so I burn the thing to the ground.
You're not going to disassociate twice.
Dude, disassociate twice? That's crazy.
That's step 8.
That'd be like a 16 TOCate. But what were you going to say?
So, what was I going to say? You were the one talking. You can't just get out of a bad joke by saying, what was I going to say?
Okay, well, I guess nobody's hosted a radio show before.
Well, no. Okay, so have you gotten the steps down to where it's no longer an 11-step process?
It's still 11 steps.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's still 11 steps. I have changed a lot of the steps, and a lot of them I think are better for my personal health, but I could run you through the 11 steps.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you're prepared to run through the 11 steps, I would love to listen to that. I mean, HJ, I don't know if you have time, but I mean, I would love time. To
We've said it 5 times. It's a thing now, HJ. Now, step 1, of course, is receive the call. You, in order to do a job,
answer the call. You've got to answer the lady Ghostbuster said.
The lady Ghostbusters. Do you know what I mean, HJ?
Yeah, I do.
You know, like when you
did you see that lady Ghostbusters, HJ?
I did see the ladies Ghostbusters.
That would have been cool to be in, right?
It would have been.
For a guy like you? That would have
been one of those
balloons. If they'd had any parts for men, I'm sure I would have been in it.
Well, I mean, you could have been the Sigourney Weaver part, like all, you know, floating up and your dress all, you know, flowing in, you know, from the ghost wind and all that kind of stuff.
Could have been. You know, I walked by the station wagon that's parked on the Sony lot many times that year.
You could have been the female ghost who gives Dan Aykroyd a BJ. Speaking of HJs,
I mean, talk about Oscar bait. Yeah,
you could have been the HJ that gave a beach J. Okay,
beach J. Is that a BJ on the beach?
You're damn right. I just made it up. Now, step 1, of course, like getting any acting role, HJ, you of course realize it's answer the call.
Answer the call.
Yep. So step 2, of course, I look at my own shower and I say, I do not need you today.
Okay, out loud or
I say it a few times. It's like a word of affirmation shower. Okay. I do not need you
today.
It's
like a mantra.
It's like a mantra. And then step 3, of course, as it was before, I would drive to the house with the windows open and spray Axe body spray because I can't let any of the outside smells come in.
Okay. So you are taking that preventative step.
Yes, yes. Okay. I am still doing that, but now I crack the window a little bit.
Okay, good.
Just for my own mental health, you know, that's something that's good for me. And then step 4, get to their door.
Okay, good.
Big step.
But so wait, you have not stopped the car at this point.
No.
So you're just driving right through their door?
Again, when I came up with these steps, I was trying to do it in a way that was the most good for my mental health. So I slow the car down to about 10 and I tuck and roll and I hope it hits a dumpster, stops or something.
10% of the time it does.
10% of the time it does. The other times I burn the neighborhood to the ground. I'm not about to do some insurance claim.
Sure.
So step 4, I get to the door, and now of course this was when I would take my clothes off and spray myself with Axe body spray, but instead I fart once and I ring the doorbell.
Why?
Because I want to be comfortable with my own smell, Scott.
Okay.
So this is a sort of power move for my own anxiety. I fart once, I ring the doorbell, they come to the bell. Step 5, I ask them to point me in the general direction of where the message is.
Why not specifics?
Because you forgot step 6, because they just say east, west, north, or south.
That's right. and you have a compass, of course.
And then, but then, I step 6, famously float off the ground like Pepe Le Pew.
That's right, towards the smell.
And go towards the smell. So all I need is a general direction.
Scott. Why do you need the general direction if you're going to float off the ground?
Because sometimes
you need to be facing the smell in
order
to float.
Now, this is why I used to need it, Scott, because I used to say, point me in the direction of the smell. And now, sometimes, 9 times out of 10, they point at me.
Oh!
So that, to me, I'm always like, no.
Is it because of the fart?
Because of the fart, because I did just fart. So then I say, no, north, south, east, or west. That way, they can't just be like right here. So I float to the bathroom like Pepe Le Pew, of course. That's step 7. Step 6. Step 7, when I get to the bathroom, I do a deep, so it's covered in shit.
Right. It's
always
covered in shit.
You're not calling a plumber unless your bathroom's covered in shit. So I walk in there, and of course,
these steps are exactly the same.
They are.
So I like that we're going over
them.
It's
as if I looked up the steps on the CVB.
And you made minor tweaks.
But anyways, this is a big tweak. I get to the bathroom, and I do my breath work, where I do deep inhale meditation.
Oh, so you're not disassociating.
No, Scott. Well, we're going to get the disassociation.
Oh, sure.
But I'm just getting comfortable with the smells. My smell, the smell of the shit. Mm. And so I take smell out of the equation by sniffing as hard as I can every inch of the bathroom.
The fifth sense, smelling.
That's what I was going to say. This could be the fifth sense.
This sounds like the B-plot to the fifth
it
sense.
It sounds like the... We got to talk to my man Knight about a B-plot of the sixth sense. So, of course...
B stories in movies?
Sometimes. I remember the movie Rough Knight had a really funny B story where it was just like... It was our friend Paul Downs just in a car. They kept cutting to him in a car. I was like, is this a B story in a movie?
That's interesting because, like, movies have ensemble.
Yeah.
And they sometimes have, like, you know, everyone, they follow a bunch of different
stories. Star Wars has a cold opening.
Yeah, but a B story, when you talk about it in terms of a sitcom, it's like, it's a time filler story because you can't spend as much time on the main story.
Yeah, you can't afford to keep Scarlett Johansson in, like, sort of a full 90-minute movie, so you pepper it with 30 minutes of Paul Downs in a car. I'll tell you what, the movie's fucking funny, but I do think it's good that it has a B story. Anyways.
They were on here to talk about it, so...
Incredible. Anyways, hacks, a bunch of Emmy noms. Anyways, step 8, of course, disassociate. I have to start cleaning, which
step,
I cannot
And that's
do.
Step 8, right? And step that's how eight, you remember it, is disassociate.
Disassociate. So I thought, Here's the thing. I was going to have less steps, Scott, but I was like, how am I going to remember the disassociate thing if you don't get to it?
That's true.
Eight?
Okay. So at this point, we've repeated a lot of steps. Uh-huh. Now we can pick up momentum.
Now we're back on rails.
9, 10, and 11.
So at 9, I hit my head on the sink, of course.
Okay.
10, I wake up and hope it's clean. And then, of course, number 11, say it with me, the crowd. If not, we burn the house to the ground. And of course, my step. So I still have my 11-step process, Scott, but I'm just feeling a lot more confident these days.
I like how you barely changed any of that, repeated it slower than the original time.
And you know what, Scott? Here's the thing. I can do what I want to do.
Yeah, I'm not your dad.
In living color.
Yes,
Scott.
That's true. It's all worth it for
it's
that.
It's all
reference.
Worth it for the in living color.
Well, I'm glad your mental health better? I guess
nah,
I shouldn't just
pretty
take...
fucked up, Scott. I gotta say, even in the last few minutes, I've been sort of slipping into an English accent.
I didn't notice it right there. You're right.
So sometimes my mental health's a little fucked up, but right now I'm sort of maintaining.
Yeah, you started off with that hard, hard New York.
So hard. And I say, hold on, wait.
The problem is the New York accent has no hard R's.
That's
so it's
right.
Like, ha.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, ha. No.
Hold on.
You should have switched this guy to Chicago.
Here we go. Mike Ruby. All right, I'm
there
back.
You go. You're in.
I'm back.
Well, speaking of Mike Ruby, we need to take a break.
Yeah.
When we come back, we'll have more Mike Ruby, more HJ. What a packed show. We have an ambassador next. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this.
Yeah.
Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace, you know what it is. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it is easy to create a beautiful website to engage with your audience all on your terms. And let me tell you something. You do not want to miss Fluid Engine. Oh, Fluid Engine is here, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace. You start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new asset library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you are ready to launch, of course, go to squarespace.com/bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. This show, Comedy Bang Bang, is sponsored by BetterHelp. Is your social battery drained right now? Or are you bursting with energy? What's your level? What is going on with your social battery? Do you have you don't have enough boundaries, or maybe you're less social in the winter? What's going on with you? What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Well, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bangbang today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bangbang. You gotta admit, shopping for humans, it's so hard. But you know what? Shopping for your dog? Oh, that's easy thanks to Bark. Every month, Bark delivers toys and treats just for your pup. They deserve to be spoiled, don't they? Every month? Why not? At Bark, we send your dog a whole new collection of toys and treats made just for them every single month. Whether it's fun plush toys from BarkBox or ultra-tough toys from Super Chewer, Bark gives your dog exactly what they want. And for a limited time, Bark will double your first box for free. To get your free upgrade, go to BarkBox.com/bangbang. That's BarkBox.com/bangbang. Now, we have been Bark subscribers for a long time, and we would get the boxes every month, and our dogs love them. In fact, they love them so much that the opening of the package, they would be jumping up on us. They love them so much that after a few months, any package that was delivered, they thought it was for them, and they would get very, very excited. We'd say, no, this is actually just a book that I ordered. It's very, very exciting when you give a BarkBox. Sign up now at BarkBox.com/bangbang for an exclusive offer. This ad is over now. Let's go back to petting our dogs. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back here. We have H.J. Osment. How's the H.J. sitting with you?
It's sitting great. It always
sitting
does.
Good, doesn't
yeah,
it?
It's yeah, really, yeah, I'm liking it.
H.J.'s always feel good. Wait, that's confusing. We gotta hold on.
We also have Mike Ruby, the
regular stank.
Regular stank plumber. I'm sorry. Yeah, okay. The regular stank plumber.
I don't put that kind of pressure on myself
anymore. No, of course
Scott.
Not. Yeah. Yeah. Why do that?
Why would I do that?
Well, speaking of pressure, there's no pressure on our next guest, but pressure for me to get to him, if that's okay. So everyone all set to talk to a new person? I need a verbal assent from all of you.
Scott, I consent.
What did you call me? Cy?
Cy? Sylvester?
Mike Ruby, you okay to get to our next guest?
I'm absolutely okay with it.
Okay, wonderful. He is an ambassador. We mentioned that earlier in the show, and I know nothing else about him, but his name is J.P. Fossard.
Hey, Scott, thanks for having me on the show, man.
No problem. J.P., another initial guy.
Another initial guy, that's right.
What's that stand for? Is that job?
It stands for job person Fossard, yeah.
Job person Fossard.
Yeah, my parents wanted to make sure that I was like a productive member of society.
It's a job person.
Yeah.
J.P. Fossard, so great to meet you. This is Haley Joel Osment, or H.J. we call him. Did you ever see Forrest Gump?
I have, yeah.
Yeah, life is like
box of chocolate.
He's seen it.
I don't want to be, you know, one of those people, but you're my second favorite character who fucks in that movie.
Lieutenant Dan being the first, right? That's
I bet. Everyone loves Lieutenant Dan.
Yeah, well, for me, my number one is Richard Nixon.
Oh, okay.
You know
the archival footage.
He met the king.
He's got kids.
Thank you very much, baby.
Call him Tricky Dick for nothing.
That's true. He went to China.
Yeah, he sure did.
One of our best people who ever went to China.
Tricky Dick.
You know what? And he was an ambassador to China. And I happen to be here today because I am the official party ambassador for Summer 21. I'm here from the HDC of California. They sent me down here to make sure that everybody has got all their party supplies and are ready to party. The HDC of California.
HDC? Scott, what's the HDC of California?
The Honeydew Council of California. And I'm here to make sure everybody's got their, you know, sun's out, hun's out. Get your honeydews and bring them to your friend's house and eat them, you know? And that's what a party is.
So you were hired by the Honeydew Council of Southern California or just California?
I mean, I know my name is job person, but I don't like to think they hired me is my passion, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
So, honeydew melons, what color are those again?
They're greenish.
They're if you get them on a good melon. Day?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're always green to white on that spectrum.
Wow. Okay. And you like these?
Do I like these? Mike, HJ.
You're looking at Mike like this guy's
we
crazy.
We all like them,
I've never been looked at like more like, this guy's out of his mind. Your eyes almost rolled off your head.
Hey, you know, some people don't like to party as much as me, but if we're having a good time, Honeydew Melon is involved. And I'm here to make sure it's involved because that's what makes things fun and not because there's a huge surplus of Honeydew Melon.
Okay. And do you like it to be involved purely in an eating capacity, or
oh,
do you?
No way, man. If you're only bringing maximum melon to your melon, you're doing it wrong. D-E-W-I-N-G, you know, like there's but so
let's
much more.
Let's back up on this. If you're only bringing maximum melon to your melon.
Yeah, we're going to need to know what maximum melon you're talking about. What are you talking about?
Did you say maximum melon to your melon?
Back me up again, bro.
You're freaking me out. I don't know if I can back you up.
That's how we all talk about eating Honeydew Melon, which we do all the time.
Oh, meaning you're bringing it to your head.
You alone or with your family or with your friends.
Those are the three acceptable groups. Strangers?
Oh, and look, I was going to get into this later. You should not accept Honeydew Melon from strangers.
All right.
What about on Halloween?
On Halloween, it's okay.
Okay.
But it should be from a house in your neighborhood that you know.
That you know, okay.
And not from a scary white van that pulled into your neighborhood.
Got it. Okay, so no randos.
No randos.
No. What about famous randos? Like if you saw, like, say, you know, you're a fan of HJ over here. You've seen him in movies, and he comes up to you and says, "Do you want some of this Honeydew Melon?"
Yeah, can I be trusted?
One thing that I bring up whenever I come out to talk about, you know,
how often is that, by the way?
Not very often, unfortunately. Okay. But, you know, like, a good rule to follow is you got to separate the art from the artist, you know? Mm, so somebody might play a nice character, but in real life, they might be into poisoning melon.
Okay.
And vice versa. Somebody
melons
might
poison them.
I don't understand what you mean.
Well, you said vice versa. We're not talking about Judge Reinhold, are we?
Yeah. Now I get it. You're talking about melons, like a sentient melon,
sure,
poisoning a person.
That ever happened in your advisory capacity there with
sure.
the...
Sure. Of course. Hey, man, if it involves a Honeydew Melon and partying and the months, you know, the time period starting with Memorial Day going to Labor Day, I've seen it.
You've
man.
Seen it,
JP,
yeah.
JP, here's the thing. I'm hearing what you're saying, and it's like, I'm not seeing the connection between the honeydew and the partying part. Like, yeah. I like eating honeydew sometimes.
Sure.
You know, but then partying,
the time,
like,
yeah.
What am I, is it a melon party? What?
You know, I was at a party the other day and there was some sweet pineapple there. And it was like a nice refreshing treat.
Yeah, but I mean, I wouldn't make it it's not a pineapple party. That's like a thing.
No.
The acid levels in pineapple are off the charts, man. That's going
that
to bring down any party.
So you talk shit about other fruits too.
It's bad.
So well, yeah, are you on a council that is anti other fruits?
No, man. I'm just here to talk about the positive things of honeydew, and if some of the negative attributes of other fruits come up, that's going to happen.
Okay.
But honeydew is just the classic, you know, you just walk into a party, you got a couple of honeydews under your arm.
The full ones.
Oh, I'm not showing up to a party with a sliced honeydew. I'm showing
Wait,
up with the
why
whole
not?
Magilla.
That seems pretty chill.
Because, no, man, I want to
no
make
one
sure
cares.
This.
I mean,
like, you got to ask the homeowner for, like, a sharp knife suddenly?
Well, it's more than just eating the fruit. It's the preparing of
the
it.
Presentation.
Like, you're not having a party unless if you're, you know, you got to be balling with your friends and ball the melon out of the melon or Cupid.
Yeah. I think that guy who played Forrest Gump, the aforementioned Tom Hanks, in the Bosom Buddies theme during the theme song, he had two honeydew melons and he was like juggling them around like they were his boobs. Is that an accurate assessment?
I think
of what
you're misremembering those credits. I think you're thinking of Tom Hanks juggling oranges, or it might have been Peter
Scolari. That was
Scolari,
Peter Scolari because he
and,
juggled.
And Tom Hanks is catching them in a bag because Peter Scolari, you could tell, had some sort of classic magic training.
Yeah, he was like a magic guy.
He was
guy
more
or
of a vaudevillian
yeah.
sort of guy.
Yeah, meanwhile, Tom Hanks was like a funny actor who was like sort of sarcastic.
How many takes do you think it took them to get that shot at the end where they miraculously catch the baseball in the hat? It's one of the two of them catches a baseball in a hat. that, and it's pretty impressive.
I mean, I was doing that at the Home Run Derby the other day.
How much B-roll were they filming for that?
That's true. But
would you like to hear more of my like ideas about how to include?
Do you think Tom Hanks, though, he's one of the guys who could win an Oscar for Deadpool? Is that accurate?
Yeah.
Like, because if anyone could do it, he could do it.
The Academy loves, you know, it's keeping
he's
it in
Oscar
the family.
Bait. Yeah, he's David S. Pumpkins, so it's not that far off. Mm-mm. You know what I mean? Mm.
And it would be kind of the most risky thing he could do right now.
It'd have to be like old man Deadpool, you know?
Yeah.
Sort of like Logan.
Yeah, yeah. And then maybe mix it with like that thing you do where he's managing a band or something.
Sure, why not?
Sure.
But it's in the future, obviously.
The future,
so we'd have to like figure out what bands in the future would sound like.
Yeah, that would be freaking cool.
It'd be something like.
You know what? I'm starting to have a party over here. We don't even need Melon.
Wait a minute. Record scratch. And here comes Deadpool. And he's like, now we're going to get this party going.
Okay.
What do you guys do with no Melons in here?
Okay, I'm seeing the proof
good.
Of concept.
I'm seeing it.
I
yeah.
get it. Now,
do you provide the record scratches, or do you like go into the homeowner's record collection and like in their turntables? And
I personally like to have it be an authentic record scratch,
right?
But I don't want to damage someone else's, you know,
yeah, because that, yeah, their needles are expensive now,
mm-hmm. Yeah. So I go to the artist first and I make sure they're okay with me damaging
the artist of the record,
sure.
Wait, so like Weird Al like, going to Coolio to see if he can do
that's right,
Amish Paradise.
Or? I just did this with, do you remember the song Life is a Highway by Tom Cochran?
Of course, like, hey, Mike, back me up, you remember this song.
My
right?
eyes are rolling off my head. I would ride it all night long.
Well, he's friends with my uncle, so I asked him if I could, you know, scratch his record up when I show up to a party.
He was like, as long as you buy a bunch of copies on cost, then...
Wow, so a lot of your job is clearing music to
music
record scratch.
It's more than you'd think, man. But again, it's not a job for me. That's just, I'm just partying all day long. When I'm getting on the phone with these people, you know, I'm pouring over mm-hmm. liner notes. You know, mm-hmm. Tom Cochran, I have a personal connection to.
Sure,
so a lot of these artists,
you
got to
go down the list
down.
Of producers. Mm-hmm. And yeah,
yeah, mm-hmm. it's tough.
Yeah, interesting. Let's get to these things that you wanted to get to.
Okay, well, they're going to seem underwhelmed.
Because right now,
I'm not underwhelmed.
Right now, Scott, you can't see this, but underneath the table, he's squeezing a melon so hard. It's like,
oh my
I can
God,
see he's frustrated
it.
In a way like he wants
he
to
wants
get
to talk about
out.
Melon. He doesn't want to talk about Tom Hanks's Deadpool.
He's not being able to get it out. It's materializing in a very scary arm squeeze.
It's just because it's more than eating melon.
No, I get it. It's
you know, it's like if there's it. More that you could do with honeydew melon.
Okay, cool. tell us about it. Tell us.
Like, what about you guys have probably had to do times two, right?
What?
Now what? Now
do
what?
Times two?
Do,
we've had
what?
Four?
All right. So normally at parties that are not cool, you get to the party, you get a glass, you fill it to the top with ice cubes, then you pour in Mountain Dew, you drink all the Mountain Dew, and then when you're done, you chomp through every single ice cube. And that's fun, but your teeth hurt so bad by the end, right?
Right.
But with
Wait a minute. I don't know that this is relatable.
Oh, I was kind of guessing relating, but now that I think about it, no, none of those details.
You've never done that?
No. No, you said it so confidently.
You've
sir.
Never done that?
I've never done that.
Wow. Okay. Well, I guess you guys got to get to partying school, man, and relearn how to do it.
But you have, this maybe is just you, but you have a different technique now with the melons.
Cube some HDs.
Oh.
Put them in the freezer, mm-hmm. and you use those instead of ice cubes. And then you still fill
the
glass
and
you
the Mountain Dew.
Fill it with honeydew and you drink all the Mountain Dew around it and then you eat them all and it's hurts your teeth a little bit less.
This is not a bad idea.
It's not bad. That seems pretty yeah, pleasant.
I mean,
to be
actually,
honest.
This is making me salivate.
Yeah, I'm kind of like ooh,
yeah.
a little.
Maybe not necessarily for the you know the melon because
you're not
I usually
hungry? You're not hungry,
no,
but you love
just,
to have fun, right?
I usually throw out that in a fruit salad. I throw out the honeydew.
Yeah.
No, you don't. First of all, come on.
It's kind of one of those things where you get a fruit salad and you're like, it's 90% honeydew. They're really throwing it away.
Yeah, barely can call this a fruit salad.
It's the dessert that shows up at a sushi restaurant.
I call them. Party cups.
You an HD guy?
No, not at all. At the end of like a sushi meal, sometimes the dessert will be honeydew, and
yeah.
it's always
it's
very
insanity.
Disappointing.
Oh
yeah.
No, that's the start of the
feel
party.
Feel like going back and throttling the chef. Like,
and
how
do.
Dare you?
That's the
and then
the
you do.
Yeah.
You guys, I would calm down because right now this guy's head. I feel like his arm. He's
yeah,
like hulking out
oh
over here.
God.
One arm is getting bigger than the other.
He
just
is like put thrust three fingers into that melon.
No,
like
I'm
a
not. I'm keeping it cool. This is not a reputation that we're working overtime to combat against.
Well, let me say this, JP. I like the idea of the fun ice, you know, but again, that just feels like a little bit of a, you know, to be honest, the Mountain Dew's more of a party than the melon.
Yeah, I would say
to
do it with blueberries.
Yeah, blueberries.
Frozen blueberries.
Grapes even. That'd be fun.
Well, when you party with your friends, you like to have fun, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's safe to say.
I'm looking at HJ.
HJ, of course. We like to have fun.
It's really great to be back in studio. You get to look at people.
You do.
The next time you're hanging out with one of your buds.
Just
you
one?
Gotta, or more. or multiple family members or friends.
Strangers. Does it have to be prime numbers, or is it?
Any number.
Any number, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, yeah.
Any so number. Not just 1, 3, 5, 7.
I would say at least 2, actually. Okay. You know what? This you could do with 1.
Okay.
This you could do with 1, and if you're hanging out with just one friend, you're like, this is not that much of a party, you do this, it's going to be a party.
What do we got? it's like your friend, the thing that you said before?
It's called you go to your friend's house, they have to already have a honeydew in this situation, and you wait until they're distracted. This is fun. We've all done this before.
Anyway.
And you get the honeydew, and as quickly as you can when they're gone, you eat it. You cut it in half. You eat it, all of it.
Oh, you cut it in half first, and then,
eat all the melon meat outside of the inside.
Okay.
Then you get some dew glue, which we do sell from the HGC of California.
Wait, dew glue?
Dew glue.
Not Mountain Dew.
It is a special honeydew.
Yeah, why did you bring up Mountain Dew? Because now anytime you bring up dew, I'm assuming it's Mountain Dew.
I get Mountain Dew.
It is a little confusing, and it is not, you know, it's just Mountain Dew is already such a party thing.
Okay, but dew glue you sell, and it's made out of honeydew?
It's made out of a special edible polymer that works really well on fruit flesh.
Oh, okay. And then you glue the thing together.
You take the 2 empty hemispheres of the honeydew and you glue them back together so that
do you have to put something inside to make it weigh the same? Like maybe a 5-pound weight or something like
absolutely.
That? Or 3-pound weight, something like that?
Anything that you, what you're going to have to
maybe
do
a,
is sort
a,
of
a cross-section of like 50-cent pieces or something?
Anything, you know, it's going to be different for every honeydew because every
they all weigh, they're like snowflakes.
Yeah. So you got to just like sort of pick it up and figure that out.
Is that part of the pre-planning? Like in Indiana Jones, like this way is this way is this? No.
Man, partying is about just being spontaneous.
By the way, HJ, you in that new Indiana Jones movie, you taking over for Shia?
You'll see, Scott.
Oh, I bet no.
I don't kiss and tell.
So then your friend comes back and where has he been this whole time that has allowed you all the time to eat this melon and glue it?
Yeah, it sounded to me like you snuck in the middle of the night and are doing this while your friend is sort of sleeping and then you wait for him to wake up.
You wait till your friend is on a long business phone call where he warns you that you're going to need at least, I'd say, 15 minutes or so.
Yeah, I would take a little longer than that
more
to
than
eat
that,
all that
16
melon.
16 minutes, yeah. Wait till he's having like a 60-minute business phone call. And then he comes back and he sees what he assumes is an intact, untouched honeydew.
And his mouth starts salivating, I bet.
He goes to eat it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you say,
I don't know. You're pointing at me like you say. I have no idea.
You say, no, he says.
Okay.
You know, wait a minute. Yeah, he says. He opens it.
Wait, he's got to open it? Let's get the steps here. This sounds like an 11-step process.
Well, yeah, slow down.
He cuts into it or whatever, however he's going to eat it. Mm-hmm. But when he figures out there's no more melon meat in there, he's like, oh, no, dude didn't. And then you both laugh.
Okay, he's got to say it, though.
I'll say I like the journey, to be honest, but.
And
in parentheses, not Mountain Dew, Honeydew. You know, JP, here's the thing. I recently made a discovery when listening to myself on the podcast.
Yeah.
I was able to do some self-reflection, and I don't want you to go home and feel like you left anything unsaid or you came on here and was sort of being a little weird because
I got to say, like, you're the first guest since Mike Ruby over here that I've been like, this guy. Something's off about this
and
guy.
And here's the thing. I have a guess. JP, did you fuck a melon, a honeydew, and then in trying to defend it to all your friends, come up with a honeydew
council,
and then you go around convincing people honeydew's cool, so that ultimately, when it's revealed that you are fucking honeydew all the time, because
now I've noticed you've thrust your three fingers into the honeydew like a bowling ball, now but it looks like something else as
now
well.
Now I'm realizing what you've been doing down there, and it's kind of freaking me out a little bit.
Well, you're half right.
Oh, no. Which half?
Oh, God. This could be good or bad.
I have had sexual intercourse with a honeydew melon.
Well, that goes without saying.
And that is...
You made love to a honeydew. Let's just say that.
Because it's party time. And as long as you can get a melon to consent, there's no reason why you can't party in that way.
Now, how does that happen? How do you get consent from a melon? That's a great question.
Well, you got to get a Sharpie marker.
You got to get a drum.
You got to get a Sharpie marker or any sort of magic marker, okay, and you draw a face on the melon, okay, and then you talk to the melon.
Oh, okay. Can you draw a little speech bubble like a cartoon saying, yes, do whatever you want to.
You can draw sort of an open mouth smiling that makes it seem like it's having a good time.
That's not good enough for me.
Oh, it's not good enough for you? then
just someone smiling does not give you consent.
Here's the way you can be sure. You draw the face on the melon, and then you go to somebody else, and you say, does this melon look like it wants to have sex?
I don't think that's fun. So wait, that's the half that's right.
Then you're meeting other people.
See, again, this is why I'd be like, how much of your job is just convincing people this is normal? Because to me, this is pretty fucked up.
Does this seem abnormal?
Right now, I feel like you're going to go home and listen to this and be like, JP,
I should not have said that.
What am I saying?
What am I doing?
I don't know. I mean, I'm going to go home and ask all of my, honeydews with faces
melon
on
friends.
Them that at home.
Sure, yeah.
But like, you also don't have to do it like right away at that party. You could like exchange information and then say like, hey, maybe I'll see you later on
maybe
the summer at another
kind
party.
Of thing,
it could be a courting
it
process.
It could be something
you
where you don't see this melon for like 10 years and then you like reconnect.
Ooh, you see him at a wedding, at a table.
That would be a squishy melon.
Yeah, it'd be.
Although maybe that's what, I mean.
I don't discriminate, in terms of melons and their ripeness or not.
I gotta be honest. Now that we're being open about fucking the melons, like, and the honeydews, it's like, I kind of get it now. I do want to party with some honeydew. I would fucking.
So is the part that you made up the council?
Look, if you come in to somebody's establishment and you just say, hey, my name's JP Fossard, and I'm a guy who
stands
loves
for job person.
To eat melon and also have relations with melons, are like, get out of here. But the second they hear you're from a council,
it gives you legitimacy. You're right.
And technically, there are 11 members of the HDC of California. It's me and 10 of my other honeydews at home.
Okay. All right. Wow. Well, look, JP, we need to take a break if that's okay. You sit here quietly and think about what you've said.
All right.
We come back on the other side, I want to see if there's any sort of self-reflection or anything like that. Yeah.
I don't know. Okay. Man, I feel pretty good still.
All right. When we come back, we have an interesting person, and she works with a nonprofit. We'll be right back with more Mike Ruby, more JP Fossard, more H.J. Osmond. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals, and nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh, gosh. The nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right. They have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello, hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit, used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character, and now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with electric e-bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye!
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium-iced coffee. With McDonald's Mix and Match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Comedy Bang Bang, we are back. We have Mike Ruby, the completely stankful plumber.
Sometimes I can't remember his name.
Sure, why not?
That's why you
And you smell bad.
And I smell like shit.
Right. And we have H.J. Osment, of course. Do you smell sometimes?
I smell things as like a verb.
Be good to yourself.
I don't smell
just
of
admit
anything.
It. Just admit it. Yeah, we all smell occasionally.
Do you smell?
Yeah.
But it's not like you arrive on set smelling.
They call me the scentless apprentice.
Really, do they?
Yeah, they do. That sounds like a thing.
I wondered why I was calling you that, but it just like slipped out one day.
Off the top, I gotta say, that's more of a bit like if I had an intern, that'd be a really good name. I gotta come up
with
that. You gotta find one now.
We also have JP Fossard, and he's the, I guess, self proclaimed ambassador to the HDC of CA.
I'm an ambassador from the HDC.
Okay. Oh, you're not to it. Yeah, that's right. And have you done any thinking during the break?
I have, yeah.
And what do we got?
Well, you know, for me, I got to stay true to myself, man.
Okay, so no change.
Everything looks better in HD, you know?
Gotta respect that.
Gotta respect
the guy who's true to himself.
Well, we need to get to our next guest. She's never been on the show before, so this is exciting. She works with a nonprofit. We'll find out. Have any of you guys worked with nonprofits before? No, you probably take money for all the things
I'm
you do.
I'm a dirty capitalist.
Yeah.
Part of my smell.
But she works for a nonprofit. Please welcome to the show for the first time, Jocelyne Marilyn.
Hola. Que hola, mi gente.
Oh, very nice to talk to you. I'm not. I took Spanish for 3 years, but I don't. I know hola, but I don't know exactly what you said after that. Or at least I didn't comprehend the meaning.
I said que hola is like what's up.
Oh,
like
what's
in
up?
Miami,
oh, okay.
That's how we say like what's up.
Oh, Miami.
Yeah. So like I'm from Miami.
Oh, you are. So is Mr. Worldwide.
Yes. Mr. 305.
Pitbull.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah. Oh, you know.
I know Pitbull.
You know Pitbull?
Yeah.
Do you know Pitbull?
Yes, Armando Cristian Perez. ¿Cómo no? That's his real name.
Really? Where do you guys know Pitbull from?
Oh, we're like homies.
Oh, you're just homies. Where do you know
him?
Did you go on tour with him as a plumber?
No. Pitbull, when I was in college, Pitbull came to my dorm room and played a strip poker game.
Really?
Yeah.
He played it. Was he the only one playing strip poker?
It was him, and he used to have Pitbull dancers or something. Hmm. And they came and we played a strip poker game. And I remember being like, that guy was weird. And now he's maybe the richest person I've ever met.
Interesting. Okay, so this is a real story.
No!
I mean, I know Pitbull too, but I don't want to like, you know, just jump in.
Well, are you just talking about a melon that you've written Pitbull on?
No, I'm talking about for, you know, his New Year's Eve 2018. I provided him with 250 honeydew melons.
Oh, for a party. Did he want these?
He did not. But I got him there, and I got out of there, you know, and that's what's important. And there were photographs of him holding some melons, and he looked mad, but then we were able to sort of go in and Photoshop and make him...
He always kind of looks mad, though. He's or at least determined.
He looks cool.
He does look cool. Yeah,
he's
H.J.,
tough.
You ever work with Pitbull?
I've met him in Vegas, Scott.
Met him in Vegas? Was he playing strip poker then?
No, he was performing and saying a lot of inspirational things on stage while looking angry.
Should it be 6 degrees of Pitbull?
Should what be 6 degrees of Pitbull?
You know, the Kevin Bacon thing. Uh-huh. Because we all seem to have a connection to my man, Mr. Worldwide.
That's right. Yes. Interesting.
Yeah.
So, Jocelyne, you work for a nonprofit.
Yes, I have a nonprofit. I'm trying to get drugs out of clubs in Miami.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah.
Is that a big problem there? I can only imagine. I mean, Miami is a party town,
it's
obviously.
Party, yeah.
You know, it goes from what I can tell from the sun up till the sun down.
Yeah, there's
Oh, no, that's not a good party. during that.
No,
during the day.
A barbecue.
Maybe the sundown to the sun up. That's what I mean.
There's actually only 1 hour in Miami that you cannot serve liquor in like establishments.
What is that? Which one?
From 5 to 6 a.m. Mm-hmm.
Why is that? Why is that? Because people are getting on the road to go to work and they're like, we don't need drunk people going home then?
I think it's because people need a break because they go to the club, they show up like at 12 or 1 a.m. Mm-hmm. and then they go to the after hours like at like 4 or like 3. Mm-hmm. But like you need a little bit of a break in between.
Yeah. Okay. At melon hour.
Yeah.
I don't know about men.
Yeah, because there's a lot of water in melon and it's really great to sort of help
hydrate you. Yeah.
Okay. And it's not a bummer because it's also as much of a party accessory as alcohol. Okay. Accessory is the right word.
It's like really heavy to throw in a clutch, though. You know?
Yeah, you don't want to be doing that.
Yeah, these melons are really heavy. Yeah.
Not all of them.
You know, I don't know why you said it that way.
I never heard of it.
You waggled your eyebrows up and down. I don't know what.
You got a very
about.
Animated face. I never heard of it as the melon hour. I always heard 5 to 6 a.m. in Miami was called the cocaine hour. That's what I heard.
So, like, that's, like, part of, like, my nonprofit. Why I want
to... You're here to get rid of that.
I want to get the drugs out of the clubs. And the way that I want to do that is I want to have cafecito thrown in everybody's drinks in the clubs. You get the coffee and it's like, why do you need cocaine to stay up when you could just have, like, Cuban cafecito?
So you're trying to replace drugs with coffee?
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah.
Let me think about this. Drugs and coffee. I mean, two kind of similar thing.
True. I mean, they're both uppers in they're a certain way. I mean, depending on the drug, of course.
Let me ask you this. Could I chop up a bunch of coffee beans on a table and then do a nice rip? Because part of the cocaine is the ritual.
Experience,
you know?
The credit card.
The mirrored table, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So like, okay, part of like my whole nonprofit, there's a lot of branding in it because I'm also like... an influencer here. And so like,
wait, you're an influencer.
Yeah. I'm an influencer. Oh, okay. Yeah. Like you could tell, right?
Yeah. Duh. She's an influencer.
Wait, how do you mean you're an influencer?
Oh, don't you see my blue check is on my shirt?
Oh, you transferred it to your actual shirt.
Yeah. I wear my blue check everywhere. So like everybody knows. Okay.
It's really big.
They gotta stop calling them influencers because one died the other day. It was like influencer. Someone died. And I was like, how mortifying.
That's pretty weird.
That's your epitaph. You're an influencer. Yeah. It just seems stupid.
Well, I mean, okay, like I get that, but like that's why I'm doing the nonprofit.
Oh, okay, to balance it out.
To balance it out so you have another legacy.
Right, right. How did you get involved in this? I mean...
Well, so like the thing is...
Tell me the thing.
I go like to like the clubs and like the thing is like I know what you're saying. It's so fun to like go into your purse, pull out the little bag, and then get like the little pen top or whatever it is, like a cute little like earring.
You seem to know, a lot about
this. See, this description of a party is what I'm talking about over here. Like I'm on board with this.
Yeah, me too. Like just get to the melon party, bro.
Whatever.
So like the thing is what I do is I put the little coffee in the bag. So you can snort the coffee or you can drink the coffee. You can, you know, inject the coffee. You could do whatever
inject
you want. Yeah,
it's, I don't know.
Yeah,
it could be fun, like a coffee IV or something.
Yeah, we have some like scientists working, but like they're in the back, they're in the efficiency behind my parents' house because I haven't moved out yet. But they're like working in the labs and they've created so many different types of coffee, like drugs, but it's not a drug, you know?
Sounds like that guy who wrote Monster Mash working in the lab.
It was late one night.
Yeah, interesting.
Now, let me tell you something, Jocelyn. I'm looking at you right now. And I'm like, you run a nonprofit? Because, I mean, you've got on a lot of expensive clothes.
Yeah.
I did see you pull up in a stretch Corvette earlier.
Yeah, it was weird because that's not a car that usually you stretch. You know what I mean? Like, it's a compact sports car.
You bought a little small one and were like, stretch this bad boy out for me.
I mean, Pitbull helped me stretch the lid. Like, he's the one that...
Mr. Worldwide helped you with
that? Yeah, he's got car guys.
Yeah.
Here's what I was suspecting. Are you exchanging people's coffee for drugs and then selling those drugs for a profit?
Oh, Mike Ruby.
Hey, I'm trying to get down to business. Oh,
how dare you impugn one of my guests that way? Well, I mean, it was bad enough when you accused JP of fucking melons. And okay, that turned out to be
deadly accurate.
But he seems to do it on the regular.
Yeah, and I don't even know why it has to be like a negative thing.
Right,
But to accuse Jocelyn here.
Well, I'm a new man and
I apologize
get down to
on
it.
His behalf. I mean, this is obviously
sorry
not true.
If this is wrong.
But this isn't true.
I mean, To be fair, like, sometimes we do this, like, recycle program. So, like, okay, I take care of it. Like, don't worry. Like, I do not.
When you say take care of it, what are you talking about?
Well,
you throw it into
If you sign up to my newsletter, then you'll know. Like, we give everybody the details.
Why don't you just tell us? Because you're on the show right now.
Okay.
I don't want to, like, okay. I don't want to have to, like, I'm here talking to you.
Okay, fine.
Tell me, verbally.
But you'll sign up for the newsletter.
I will sign up
for
the newsletter.
That's some Miami shit I know. They're always like, newsletter, shut up. It's, like, so weird.
Yeah.
Have you spent a lot of time in Miami?
Big Miami guy.
Yeah.
That's not bad. I mean, you're like, you got this New York accent.
Nope. You know, I'm a big, well, you know.
By way of Britain.
By way of Britain, of course. But big Miami guy. So I'm related to a lot of what you're saying.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah. So like the way that we recycle it is different ways. Sometimes I keep it like in a purse in my nonprofit.
You just winked at me.
I know.
When you said purse, sometimes I keep it in a wink purse.
I know.
That doesn't translate over the radio, but I don't even know if you wanted to. Because you're.
Yeah, it seemed like you want us to keep quiet. And you keep saying, you're mouthing the words, keep quiet.
Yeah,
right now.
Yeah. And you're waving your arms like, do not, and you're like slitting your throat.
You guys, it's like, trust me, you don't want to know. That's right. Like, I'm going to tell you so you know, but like, you don't want to know.
Okay, but I don't want to
know. Because once you know, that's it.
That's right. Are we in at that point?
O sea, yeah, like, kind of. But like, once you're in, you're in. And it's like.
That's the influencer lifestyle.
I'm willing to be in. I mean, HJ, I don't know. I need a change in my life.
It's still the pandemic. I need a little excitement in my life.
Yeah. So, okay. What do you do?
So like sometimes I leave it in a purse in my nonprofit.
You winked at me again.
Sorry. My eyeballs are really big, so sometimes I just wink.
You have the biggest eyeballs, by the way.
Crazy.
They're so big.
It's like E.T. or something.
You can see the moisture drying out between each blink. It's like incredible.
And by the way, your neck is really long like E.T.
oh my God,
too.
Thank you.
And your finger.
Yeah.
Like just one of them.
Yeah.
It's like you're a dang E.T. Yeah. Or something.
Yes, and let me tell you, I have to use 17 contacts on these eyeballs so that I could get my vision.
To cover the entire thing?
Yeah, It's a hard life. I gotta wake up really early to look like this.
That's some classic Miami shit right there.
Yeah. So, yeah, sometimes I put it in a bag, and then, like, whenever somebody needs it, I just get it for them. But that's not the point.
That shouldn't be the point. But you're getting it out of the hands.
I'm getting it out of the hands and into the hands of maybe the people
other hands.
Yeah.
The means justifies the ends.
Exactly.
In this case.
Yeah. Like, I'm like Robin Hood.
I guess so.
Robin Hood for drugs.
And coffee, if you will.
Yeah. And so the coffee is also like, it's like, you can even get it thrown in your face if you just want like that feeling. Like, we do like different services and they're all like, we have like these like.
How many times are you throwing it in people's face? Like, what on the average, like what percent?
Mira, I'm not going to lie to you. It's a good 60%.
66 out of 10 times you're throwing like the grounds or the beans a bag of beans.
It's usually the grounds. I don't know why, but all the people in the club, they're like, hit me. And I like, cafe en tu cara. Like, just like that.
Just right in their face. Yeah. And do they sneeze or are they?
No, they don't sneeze. Like, they try to like kind of like freeze and like get in their
mouth. Mr. Freeze.
Like Mr. Freeze. Yeah. Big franchise.
Yeah. And so what is also kind of.
Do you know who Mr. Freeze is, by the way?
It sounds like an ice cream.
You know?
Pretty gay.
I think that's a fair. If you were giving Mr. Freeze notes, that would probably be the first one.
Be more like an ice cream because that's what you sound like.
Yeah. Oh, he sounds cold.
He is cold. Yeah, that's his whole thing. Yeah, would it surprise you, knowing nothing about Mr. Freeze, that he has a gun that he can shoot ice out of?
No, it makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense.
It really does make sense.
But let me tell you, that gun in Miami, that's not going to, is melted.
No, it just turns into steam immediately in the humidity.
But.
Yeah.
What if he had a cocaine gun? Mr. Freeze, Mr. Ice, you know what I mean?
That's an idea.
That's where you could win the Oscar because.
But I don't do that. Nonprofit.
When you say nonprofit, though.
Yeah.
Again, back to Mike Ruby's MR. I want to call you MR for
some reason. MR. I like it. We're talking HJ, MR.
When you
JP.
Getting back to MR's point, you seem very well off. Like, are you selling any of the drugs that you take?
I mean, like, It depends what you mean by selling.
I can't tell the whole winking thing. Like I don't know whether you mean to do it. It's just or 16 out of your contacts are.
It's a little dry.
Okay. Yeah, we're not.
Also, your finger is glowing. I don't know. Like, do you need to go home? What is going on?
No, I just had my period. That's how it works.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Oh, you were checking. You were checking for that.
Makes sense. Yeah. Makes sense.
I saw it red. I don't mean to bring that
now
up.
Of all the things, that makes sense.
So the nonprofit, the way that it's a nonprofit is whatever money that I get from the coffee, it goes into the nonprofit.
Right.
And then I buy more coffee, and then I handle the money that I need to do with the cocaina, and then... Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let me see if I can get this right.
Yeah,
pay you to take their drugs and blow coffee in their face.
Yes.
And you take that to buy coffee.
Yeah. I need more coffee to blow in their face. And then it's like, I have to pay the girls that do it because, like, I have bottle service girls that do it.
Oh, really? What are they wearing?
So it's like coffee bean bikini. So like it's little. So like
coffee bean bikini.
Yeah, and it's like it's attached. It's all also
it's
like
attached. It's, to what?
Yeah, it's like they're all little beans attached to each other.
Oh, know? to each other.
Yeah. You know, like the little like the necklaces that
like
people
a puka
used to
shell.
Wear. But like those. Right,
got yeah, go. Or like a dukini.
No, we don't. What is a dukini?
First of all, are you talking Mountain Dew again?
I'm talking DEW. Does that help clear it up?
No,
well, I'm talking about a honeydew-based
okay.
Where you dry out the rind never and then you have a nice...
Oh, never.
You can wear it
this
either.
Is like from South Pacific, what the sailors wore when they dressed up in the grass skirts.
Yeah.
I feel like you guys both are producers of unorthodox parties, and maybe you should go into business together.
Yeah, this is the thing. I didn't want to say, but... these three guests that I've had, and even HJ a little bit here.
Even
I mean,
if you can tie it into the gritty Mr. Freeze movie,
all of you guys kind of have come on and said some weird things, it's and that's not what happens on this show.
Normally, straightforward show.
I mean, in Miami, everybody thinks it's like super normal,
right?
Like,
yeah, and for me, everywhere in the world, what I do is normal.
Okay, but yeah, what if you guys, the three of you, went into business together?
Yeah,
you know, I mean, because like you get it coming in, you get it going out.
You definitely going to need someone on bathroom duty if you're throwing coffee beans in people's faces.
I mean, I was going to say that's the one like kind of problem that we've been like trying to figure out. Everyone
gets the shits.
Has to do caca the whole night while they're at
but
the club.
But that's the same thing with cocaine from what I hear.
I mean,
from what I hear.
Yeah.
Again, I don't know. I don't know.
Stop winking.
So here's what I say. We get a nightclub on South Beach.
Okay.
And as they walk in, we're handing them bald pieces of melon, right?
Okay, what do you mean by bald?
Okay. Yeah. You were thinking hairless you were going to shave melon. The melon?
Well, there isn't hair on it already, so I was just.
It has a little bit of a fuzz, though. It should.
No, it
should. He's squeezing hard. He's getting pissed. He's
now
getting
I'm worried that you are only into underage boys.
Okay.
So we'll figure out a ethical way to be handing out bald melon to people as they walk in.
Yeah.
Then later, when it starts to become about 5:30 in the morning, and the people start to want to do cocaine, you start marching through like the Candyman, but with coffee, and you're taking people's cocaine, and then you're throwing coffee in their face.
But you have the girls with the bikini.
Yeah, the girls do it. It's like they have the beer, beer, beer.
Right. Yeah. They light up some sparklers and stuff, and then around 7 a.m.
Yeah.
I go into the bathroom.
Okay.
And I disassociate.
And by the way, it is a nightmare.
It's a nightmare. Covenant shit. And I disassociate like it's nobody's business.
And then hopefully.
What? That is our business.
Yeah, hopefully when you wake up,
hopefully,
it's taken care of.
Hopefully because.
Otherwise.
I murder this thing to the ground. And then we start over. But it feels like our businesses are like sort of in.
You're all aligned
in
here. I mean, this is serendipity. Synergy. And then HJ, maybe you get involved in this.
I'd love to be a sponsor.
Maybe you're doing lines from Forrest Gump at the party,
or you get to do the
commercial
in your radio commercial. I could be doing lines.
You don't have to do just the lines you did, by the way. You
can
do Forrest Gump's lines.
I could do Nixon's lines. I could do JFK's lines.
Let's hear "I'm Not a Crook."
Yeah. I'm not a crook.
That's pretty freaking great.
Better than he did it.
Better than my character.
Because I meant it. I'm not a crook.
Say sock it
to
me.
Sock it to me.
Yes, this guy gets it.
I see why he books.
The four of you, I mean, you really got something going on. And does it have to be a nonprofit? Because, I mean, these guys need money to survive.
I would love a stretch Corvette.
I mean, like, the thing is, it's a nonprofit. Like, it has to be a nonprofit.
Is that
going to
be a sticking point for you guys?
Yeah, that might be a sticking point for
me.
It's going to be it's going to be stayed.
I don't want to say sticking point sticking around point you, by the way.
Is it an invitation?
No. as long as you like give money to someone else at one point, it's a nonprofit. That's what a nonprofit is.
Wait a minute.
We are taking the profit out. Yeah, to
we get the profit, like, you know, from as, the,
you're just talking about like what, how much do you give away? Like what percent?
Oh, you know, like 10.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what? I think the Security and Exchange Commission is going to have something to say about this 10% nonprofit thing. But hey, if you're in Miami and it's lawless down there, let's just do it.
That's right. I mean, anything goes down there.
Yeah, I know the commission's people because you know who? Also, in
they're in the club.
Mr. Pitbull.
Mr. Worldwide. Mr. Pitbull. Yeah. You have an in there.
I have
an in. He can open any door.
Any door.
They gave him to the key to the Miami once I saw, and he can just go anywhere.
Mm-hmm, the mayor. I was there.
Yeah, you were there? Really? What were you doing?
Oh, I was just hanging out because I wanted to get him some coffee later.
Mm-hmm. Okay, interesting.
Yeah. You were Pitbull's right-hand coffee guy for a few months.
That's how I started.
That's how you started.
I mean,
incredible. Well, I think you, the four of you have it. What would we call the business? I mean, because we got to incorporate everyone's thing, you know? So HJ, what, like, primarily, what do people know you from?
From the HJ.
From the HJ. Okay, so we got to have, we got to have some HJ in there.
Yeah, okay.
HJ, MR, HBD, SEC.
HJ, MR, JP.
All right, so I wrote all those letters down.
Right.
And if you mix them up, what do you guys think of Microsoft as a name?
I don't know.
I think that's not bad. We got to
It's not, I mean,
it.
It's but right now, it's
interesting.
First thought, best thought, not though. Bad. I mean, I think it's not bad.
Yeah, I like it.
All right, guys. Well, we're running out of time. We just have time for one final feature on the show, and that is, of course, a little something called plugs.
Excuse me, waiter. These plugs are cold.
They're cold.
I don't usually complain, but this is quite bold of you to give me plugs like these ones. I hope that this means I get a full refund. My plugs taste bad. They taste really bad. They taste how it feels to feel really sad. They make me want to vomit. They make me want a divorce.
Oh, okay. That was My Plugs Are Cold.
That was good.
By Alex Beacon. Thank you so much to Alex Beacon. Send your plugs submissions wherever they go. I have no idea. All right. What are we plugging? Mike Ruby, the continual stank plumber. Mm-hmm. I can't remember exactly what I'm supposed to call you, but MR.
You can call me MR. And of course, if we're doing plugs, I'll just read one more ad. So I was having a 4th of July party, and of course, I went into my bathroom and it was covered in shit. And they called these other guys. They gave me the runaround about like not knowing how to do the job and maybe they might smell. But then I called Mike Ruby. Hi. I'm Mike Ruby. I recently got into business with a cocaine dealer and a melon guy. Also, HJ from the Sixth Sense.
You know.
I'm not a crook.
Yes.
If you want your bathroom, this is maybe burnt to the ground or clean, call Mike Ruby, hashtag ad, hashtag CBB.
Wonderful. Okay. That's it. That's all
That's absolutely it.
And there's nothing else.
There's nothing else.
All right. Great. JP, what are we plugging?
Well, of course, I'm plugging everybody to take pictures of yourself handling or eating honeydew melon all summer.
The challenge you brought. Mm-hmm.
Hashtag Huns out, suns out, Huns out.
Huns out.
Yeah. For a chance to eat a full honeydew melon with Luka Doncic of the Dallas
Mavericks.
Okay,
that's pretty cool.
Oh, okay, that's a good
one. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, all right. Do you know him or what?
I'm hoping he's on board.
Okay. Maybe he's listening.
He's going to get half a melon out of it.
All right. Jocelyne, what do you want to plug here?
So, like, I just want to plug, like, if there's any promoters, like, in Miami that need a cafetera, like, a girl to, like, come and take away the drugs from their club, like, hit me up.
So,
like,
you're looking for work? And
I'm always looking for work. I'm a hard worker. And, like, if you want, like, me to also, if we also do, like, private parties, so, like, also you can hit me up. You'll know how to find me because I always have the big verified check on my shirt.
Yeah. Okay. It's huge.
That is really big, by the way.
It is so big.
And you have one on your neck, which is stretched out even further.
Yeah.
I swear to God, she's an E.T.
She might be an E.T.
She's from the E.T. planet.
Influencer.
Okay. That's what they call it on E.T. planet.
Yeah.
Do you have any podcasts you listen to that you want to...
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. My favorite podcast is Spanish Aquí Presents.
Ooh. Oh, okay. Yeah. And where do people get that?
Oh, they can listen to it wherever they listen to their podcast. Pero también, you can follow them on Instagram.
Okay, wonderful. wonderful. And HJ, baby, what do you got? Plug it up here.
12 days Oscars is coming up, Scott. So
you going to that ceremony? The 12th day.
And I'll be going representing Deadpool versus Freeze.
Yes!
Pitbull.
Yes!
Tom Hanks.
Versus Pitbull.
Yes.
Yes.
Honeydew Melons on an island. I'll be involved somehow.
Versus Nixon.
Taking over the role. Versus Nixon. I'll be playing the role of Richard Nixon. Yeah.
Whoever wins, we lose.
En route to China as ambassador.
Oh, wonderful.
And Kaminsky Method on Netflix and Goliath on Amazon Prime.
Okay. Woo. And I want to plug my other podcast, Threedom, which comes out on Thursdays. That's with Lauren Lapkus and Paul F. Tompkins. And of course, Lauren's Topics, a big feature on that show. And she had a great one recently. You can all check that out. All right. Let's close up the old plug bag.
Can't plug this. Can't plug this. Can't plug this. Plug this.
When you see something open, get a rope up and start to twist.
Then you find that you're getting a little eye miss.
You think you're crying and you know what to do.
Get up in there and do what you do.
You gotta
open up the blood bag.
Open it up.
Can't touch this. Open up the blood bag.
Make sure it's not closed.
I like it. That was You Can't Plug This by Chicken Pluggins.
Hope that was cleared.
We cleared it. Yeah. Wait, who does the music licensing? That's you, right?
That's me. Yeah.
Can you clear that with Hammer, please?
Let me get on it.
You're just checking out the liner notes right now. Like, it's Hammer.
Yeah.
You don't have to check the Hammer.
I guess he did everything on this album. There's nobody other names in here.
All right. Guys, I want to thank you so much. HJ, so good to see you.
Good to see you guys.
You know, I mean, until October, early November, you're out there watching games, right?
And you and I got rehearsal for the national anthem.
That's
right
true.
After
yeah,
this.
Right after this. Yeah, you brought your
game one of the World Series.
You brought your Thanos sax, which is based on the Thanos copter, the colors of that, I
That's
believe.
That's correct, yeah.
And MR, always a pleasure to see you.
I did just get a call from Comedy Bang Bang Studios. Apparently, there's a big shit situation in the back.
Really? I've been here the whole time.
Yeah, so Scott, I'm going to need you to point me in the general direction of the bathroom.
It is, I would say, northeast.
All right, here we go. And I'm floating off the ground.
Oh, he's floating. Stay here for a second, though.
Okay,
he's still
I'm out the door, so let's finish this.
Jaslani, so great to meet you. Hopefully everything works out for you.
Thank you so much. I'm going to go buy some purses now on Rodeo Drive.
Okay, yeah. Don't say that on mic.
Please make sure to donate.
And JP.
Yep.
You're sure you're proud of everything you said on this
show? Well, I got to say is, what are we doing after this?
Nothing.
Eating some honeydew melons with me.
Are you talking about Mountain Dew right now when you say honeydew melons?
Yeah, I actually am.
Okay. Oh, my God. It's a friggin' mess in here.
Oh, God. He disassociated. All right. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium-iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.